City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning up Pogo City Radio. This is Mike Blank from the Spad. Mike Blanks and the motherfucking Stabs on
Radio.
All right. Andrew Bedlam on the mic. I got my man Sean Bedlam right here next to me. What's going on, Sean? Up. You weren't there. Now, my boy Sean is there.
Here I am. What's up, Pogo City? What is going on? We got PBRs. We got vodka. We got
Monster.
We got other extracurricular activities
that is now legal in the medical aspect.
Yeah,
so
we're gonna hang out. We're gonna play some fucking music for you.
Now, before we get back to the tunes, we just heard Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band right there, which is, you know, Mike on vocals, Tim, the bass player of Blanks, on guitar, and Chad playing drums. And also, if you've ever met me, you know I've been campaigning to get this band back together forever, and it seems like they finally are. And, you know, yours truly might happen to be the new bass player.
Are we releasing that information now?
Yes, because like,
Because it's more, I wouldn't say common knowledge, but it's...
It was on the DL.
Now it doesn't have to be anymore.
No, now it's on Facebook, so that rules the world. If it's on Facebook, it's law.
Then it's definitely a thing.
If it's on Facebook, it's a law. That's bigger than any commitment on anything. Anything that's on Facebook is fact and law.
Right, so there you go.
Stabs. The Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. So the way it's going to work is, you know, there's going to be a couple months where the Stabs are going to be active and we're going to be doing shows, which should be February, March, and April. And then once like May, June, July rolls around, it's going to be back to Blank 77. And then, you know, when it gets back over to like August, September, October, it's going to be back to the Stabs. So it's going to be going back and forth. Make sure you guys come out to the shows. They're going to be kick ass, and we will play anywhere as long as you can afford to get us there. Like,
so basically it's going to be like, all right, so the Stabs are on a hiatus, but the Blanks are going to be playing during the Stabs hiatus and then vice versa.
Yes,
so there you go.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a good time. You know, we got the 12 songs from the album. I know there's also two other songs, and maybe we'll work in a couple covers. I've kicked around a few titles. Mike's kicked around a few titles. All very offensive songs. But now that we got that breaking news out of the way, why don't we really get this night started with the Lower Class Brass?
Well, I just spent 8 hours in hell just to attempt to pay my bills, and I can't seem to take it anymore. My feet hurt, my
Some lower class brats on
Rose City Radio.
So, Sean, you were rocking out to that song this week a lot.
Well, and just the other day, I was playing. Well, the lower class brats did a compilation of their demos and.
Is that what that new 12 inches I saw?
It's like what do they call it? Fucking primary reinforcement plus or something like that. It's named after something they already did. I forget what the fuck it was called. But it's like I said, it's a compilation of their 7 inches and
didn't they already do that on the fucking?
That might be what I'm thinking of. I can't remember really.
No, but the fucking God damn it! Now I can't think of what the hell anything's called. They did that like 90 to 95 type deal, like the early years type deal. They did that years ago.
But that was the
the singles
the
and rarities.
The clockwork
singles collection.
Right. This was, I guess, something different. It's older shit than that. Like, you have the what the fuck is their first
seven? Who Writes Your Rules?
The Who Writes Your Rules EP. Yeah. It's got shit like that off of it.
That's on the Clockwork singles also, though.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Well, then
what is the difference?
It might have newer shit on.
Maybe it's got, like, B-sides and demos.
It's just a really fucking cool compilation that they did. I got it on, like, they called it Malaco splattered vinyl. It's like
orange,
it's splattered
clockwork
with like white
looking
and yellow and
that's
shit
cool
like
though.
That.
I want to see
it's
it. Really, I saw pictures online.
It came
online
with
on
a poster
Instagram.
And everything. The album cover is really cool. So,
so
I picked
that
up
shit
a couple.
Up.
I picked that shit up a couple years ago.
I seen it. Oh really? I seen it on Instagram like the other day.
I think they're still selling it. Yeah, like, it's still like available. You probably would only get it on black now at this point, but I was playing that with my kid the other day because when me and him are hanging out, just the two of us, we hang out in my drum room and play records and stuff. So that's pretty cool, and that's why I wanted to hear that too.
Yeah, there was plenty of the Junior Pogo crew here last weekend for Sheena's birthday, but I talked some about that already. So let's get over to the Templars with the 60s Are Over.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Templars right there. Now, we were just talking about the Junior Pogo Crew, and we started talking about this before this song came on. So let's get to it. Here's Those Unknown.
Every day's another glory. The eyes are shining with a burning hatred for the half of mankind that can't leave the other half be. Right, as I shake the cup of the night away, I hear the brokers saying there's been another rape.
All right, that right there. Why is this not working? No, we're not doing that.
I'm sorry. English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
All right, now I was trying to talk, and then I got interrupted by the last song. This better not be one of those shows where my space bar doesn't work as a pause button, because I will flip fucking shit if it is, because I just, that's like my go-to thing right there, and I'll be all types of fucked up. Now, it didn't make sense what I said in between songs, and that was because the music just wouldn't stop playing.
Right, so you went into something and people didn't know what the fuck you were talking
Yeah, I was
about.
Actually talking about Breakfast with Santa, which the listeners don't really care about, but
no,
that's what
not.
I was talking to Sean about. But it didn't make sense,
we got
so I just
shit.
Wanted to clarify.
Sometimes it's what we talk about behind the
Yeah, we
during,
talk about Breakfast with Santa.
During the music.
Although, I did get a request for a festive dick pic. I am gonna say, I got a lady friend of mine text messaged me about blah 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 dick pic, right, and like a joke, and I'm like, oh wait, no, I know when to follow up on a joke here. So I was like, I said some shit, and it turned out she said, well, if you're gonna send me a dick pic, I want it to be artsy and Christmassy. So you see that fucking Christmas bag right there, that Christmas bag right there, Sean. Right there on the chair with the Christmas tree on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So she wanted me to put in a bow, but I couldn't find a bow. So I was running around and I found that Christmas bag and I used it for a backdrop. And then she got the picture. She requested. I just thought, yeah, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Yeah. I just thought I'd share that with everybody. Now, I'm drinking my Blue Pogo, and goddamn, I feel like there wasn't enough vodka in it, so I'm going to have to put a little bit more in the second one.
There's
but
a bottle of Grey Goose behind it.
There's an almost empty bottle of Grey Goose behind
it. Still Grey Goose, but, right?
What the fuck was
We're
I saying?
Keeping it classy.
Speaking of Blue Pogo, though, we will be doing a Blue Pogo episode after our Christmas special, whenever I get around to doing that. Now, the Blue Pogo we did last year, I did like five of them. We played all the songs we played the most throughout the year. This year, I'm probably only going to do the top 10 or whatever takes up the... Yeah, I'll probably just do a top 10. So we're going to do the top 10 songs that we played the most as the year ends, the last show of the year or the first show of the new year. I don't fucking know. We'll be doing the Blue Pogo special, so look out for that. Look out for our Christmas special. And speaking of our holiday special, why don't we cue up some punk rock Christmas music, and I got one in mind, one of my favorites, one of the dirtier ones.
Santa Claus, you cunt.
Hey, Santa Claus, you cunt.
Where's me fucking bike?
All right. Now, this starts out with a little bit of a nursery rhyme by our boy Charlie over there in the UK subs. So let's check out Hey, Santa Claus, you cunt.
Quite often I get to thinking, as kids how we got by. Like Christmas time in our house, we couldn't afford a fire. But we got by in our house, back then when I was young. Dad used to suck a peppermint, and we'd all sit round his tongue. We didn't have no tinsel on our Christmas tree, so we just wheeled old granddad in and made the old cunt sneeze. Rah, tissue. Wheel him round the other side, granny. Rah, tissue. Well, time goes so fucking fast. I've got kids now on my own, and I heard them unwrap their presents last night when I got home. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking boy? I ran up to this other chap, they're smelling all alike. I wrote your fucking letter, I'll come to see it twice. You're geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? If I wanted a pair of fucking socks, I would have fucking asked. Ping pong, stand cowboy suit, stick right up your arse. When I mark my order up, it's enough to make you spew. But it's not just me who's crying, my sister's pissed off too. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking plan? You promised me, you fucking cunt, you know who I am. Cause I'm a little girl you made, sit right on your end. Never mind your ho ho ho, where's my fucking poem? This time I come to see him, gonna punch him in the gut. Turn his fucking reindeer and kick Rudolph in the nuts. Just you wait till next year, we come through that store. Me and my little sister come running through that door. Just check his breath, watch his bloodshot eyes. Don't listen to him, boys and girls, he's a fucking lawyer. This ain't a pervert, no he fucking blew it. That fucking wanker forgot my fucking boy. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking boy? I ran back to this other jam, there's nothing more I like. I wrote your fucking letter, I'll come and see it twice. You geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? Gonna tell my dad on you. You punch your fucking lights out, cunt. Boy, so mommy's fucking Santa Claus. And I never got this old time last night.
All right, that was Charlie and the Boys. Here's Antidote with 15 in 1977.
I was a kid and I deserved to have it.
All right, let's get to Let's Get Drunk Antidote Twofer for the night. All right, now, Sean, I feel like we should be telling people about shows that are coming up. So what shows are coming up? All right, December. This is going to be off memory, so hopefully it's right. December 14th at the Club Fire, we have The Virus, The Parasitics, Battalion Zuskas, and The Autistics. So, yeah, that will be a Friday show going down in Philly. So make sure you guys. So today. Next weekend. God damn it. All these shows are next weekend. Motherfucker. This is a rough month for me. I ain't going to lie. And all right. Then the very. What's up?
Finish what you're going to say.
The very next day.
We're going to do a plug for our buddy Mike Klug. Because his band is doing
Yeah.
His band is doing a show. But we'll talk about that. I'll bring the info up on my phone and shit. Because we got to plug this shit, that show.
We got to plug Mike's hole. We got to plug Mike's hole. All right. But yeah, like I said, December 14th, Virus, Parasitics, Battalion Zuska. Then December 15th, QXTs in Newark, New Jersey, Mulberry Street, DSU's album release party with Blank 77 and the South Class of Veterans. Then at the end of the month, one of the shows we're real excited to be a part of, fucking At the Meat Locker, come get your stocking stuffed, Blank 77, The Drugettes, and Battalion Zuska. Now, we had Pat from Battalion and Violent Society and Cranked Up telling some awesome-ass stories a couple of episodes ago. So go back, listen to that full three-hour show. Pat goes on and on and on. Love listening to that dude talk. He's got a vast punk rock knowledge. Now, also, of course, we had the lovely ladies from the Drugettes on that show talking about playing in Blackpool at Rebellion Fest. Also talking about the new album, talking about doing stuff with what all were we talking about? They did stuff with the Vice Squad and some of the stuff they did with the Addicts. And
can we play some Vice Squad?
Actually, I was going to play some Drugettes, but we can play some Vice Squad
after that. Some chick singers. Then.
So, yeah, go back to the Thanksgiving special and look out for Drugettes and Pat Society on Pogo City
and
Radio.
Then, on top of that, I got to plug this for our.
He's got to plug Mike's hole.
Yeah, for Mike. For Mike Klug, his band, the Diamond Dogs, we have played on here. I think probably
we'll play
about
him
a month
again.
Ago, Mike was on the show. So you can go back and find that one. His band, the Diamond Dogs, they're good. They are playing their first show at the Alternative Gallery in Allentown. That's going down January 5th with the Noid, Battalion Zuska, the Road Sodas, and then, of course, the Diamond Dogs. That's January 5th. That's a
one of the first shows of the new year.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be probably the first show a lot of people will go to. in 2019.
All right. Now, we're going to get to the Drugettes up next. We will get to the Diamond Dogs after this. Here's the Drugettes with Teenage Nights. Sean's got some crazy porn on his phone right now. It's basically some cam girl taking a dildo that is like 2 feet long, and it's got to be at the base at least like 4 inches in diameter. She is taking
probably
the way,
probably more, who knows?
Where the sun don't shine. Oh, yeah. I'm about to plug that shit into the board just so they can listen. But the funny part is, she wasn't even making any goddamn noise.
No, no. It was very quick. It's only about a 30-second video, maybe.
That shit is like that shit comes up to the top of her cleavage when she puts it in front of her body.
10 seconds of that 30 seconds is just her just getting herself ready for it.
Yeah.
She fucking
just all in one shot. Yeah, like it's nothing. Like it's it might as well be a fucking like a pinky. But yeah, so yeah, enough of the lady talk of the.
But we're playing Vice Squad though.
No, actually, I was going to play Wednesday Night Hero.
Oh yeah, okay, that was the other band.
We're
going
to do Wednesday Night Hero covering doing
Bonzo Goes to Bitburg.
Some Ramones for you guys on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Wednesday Night Heroes, Bonzo.
Upside down. Need something to slow me down. behind politics. A rock that ride one from my past.
Wednesday Night Heroes covering the Ramones. We're going to keep these tracks rolling right along. We're going to give you guys a track that you heard the intro to a couple minutes ago, talking about the Unseen's least favorite song of theirs, one of my favorite, here's In the City. All right, we're going to keep it rolling right along. Taking it to Jersey, from Boston to Jersey. Here's the Wretched Ones, Working Man for the Working Class.
Let's go. I'm just a
All right, we're going to get over with the Yellow Stitches, Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard. All right, that was Yellow Stitches right there with Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard. Now, well, you know, we like to keep it punk rock on Pogo City Radio, but that doesn't mean Andrew's scared to do a little
Wild Card, bitches! What's
here? Now, the Pogo City Wild Card is where we play something a little off format. Sometimes it's doo-wop, sometimes it's hair metal. Other times,
it's gangster rap.
Gangsta by them ghetto boys. Now, this one coming.
Not to be confused with We Them Boys and all that bullshit.
Them lame ass cowboys. Fuck them boys.
Yeah. But, fuck them boys.
We're talking about the ghetto boys. Now, Sean asked to have this one played this weekend, and I just couldn't say no because, damn, it does feel good to be a gangster.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster-ass nigga plays his cards right. A real gangster-ass nigga never runs his fucking mouth, cause real gangster-ass niggas don't start fights. And niggas always got a high cap, showing all his boys how he shot him. But real gangsta ass niggas don't flex nuts, cause real gangsta ass niggas know they got them. And everything's cool in the mind of a gangster, cause gangsta ass niggas think deep. Up 365, ayo, 24/7, cause real gangsta ass niggas don't sleep. And all I gotta say to you wannabe, gonna be cocksucking pussy pranksters, is when the fire dies down, what the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Gangster, feeding the poor and helping out with their bills. Although I was born in Jamaica, now I'm in the US making deals. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I mean, one that you don't really know. Riding around town in a drop top Benz, hitting switches in my black 6-4. Now gangster ass niggas come in all shapes and colors. Some got killed in the past, but this gangster here was a smart one. Started living for the Lord and I last. Now all I gotta say to you, wanna be, gonna be pussy and cocksucking pranksters. When the shit jumps off, what the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Feels good to be a gangster. A real gangsta ass nigga knows the play. The real gangsta ass niggas get the flies of the bitches. Ask that gangsta ass nigga little shit. The bitches look at gangsta ass niggas like a stop sign and play the role of Little Miss Sweet. But catch the bitch all alone, get the digits, take her out and end up hitting her ass with the meat. Cause gangsta ass niggas be the game players and everything's quiet in the clique. A gangsta ass nigga pulls the trigger and his partner's in the posse ain't telling off shit. Real gangsta ass niggas don't talk much. All you hear is the black from the gun blast. And real gangsta ass niggas don't run for shit. It's real gangsta ass niggas can't run fast. Now when you in the free world talking shit, you the shit. Hit the pin and let a motherfucker shank you. But niggas like myself kick back and peep game. Cause damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
I found a closed jar of pizza Pringles. That was the
Wild Card, bitches!
Ghetto Boys right there, Pogo City Radio on the Wild Card. But yeah, I found a jar of pizza Pringles under the couch. They were closed. They're like semi-stale.
Probably been there a while.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I had them, but they're semi-stale, and I'm going to eat the fuck out of them. I'm going to eat the fuck out of them.
Best flavor, other than maybe
salt and vinegar. That is my shit. Both of them. Exactly. That's what you need. But you guys know what else you need? You need some Diamond Dogs in your life. But before you get it, remember, after this show, you can go back into the archives, go over to Diamond Dogs Pogo not that long ago, hear the first show we did with Mike and when we debuted this upcoming track. Also, Mike's been on a handful of other shows, so go back and listen to them all. And then go tell your friends to listen to them all. And then don't start a podcast with a bunch of food in your mouth. But especially not stale pizza Pringles, which I will finish. But while I finish them, instead of you listening to me chew, why don't you hear Mike and the Diamond Dogs?
you, NSD, the old Boot Boy crew. Edward, true diamonds in the rough, looking sharp and walking tough. Our times ain't enough to hold us down, 'cause we're rougher than rough. And we're tougher than tough. We're dumb and tough, dumb, dumb and dumb, 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 dumb and dumb, dumb. Always. Like a diamond, we will shine. Can't be down, looks like a thought's in no denial. Can't top the Bulldog style. And it calls the Diamond Dog. Make way for the Diamond Dog. Dog, Diamond Dog. Dog, Dog, Diamond Dog. Dog, boy.
All right, that was the Diamond Dogs right there. I made a little clip video for them. It's up on Mike's YouTube, so go look for that shit. Diamond Dogs with a Z. Hope you guys like that.
All right, so it looks like we got about 6 minutes left. What do you want to do next for the show?
I don't know. What are you thinking? I'm going to end the show with The Wheels Are So Neat, so we need a song before that. What are you trying to hear?
Let's do blanks. We have
to do blanks. Yeah, dude. I was just gonna say you read my mind. I wasn't trying to say it, but like I was like, let him say blanks. So we're gonna get out of here with The Wheels Are So Neat. We're gonna play some blanks up before that. But the Wheels just put out the top 10 super hits.
They did just do a new
which
album.
Is awesome because I need some new wheels in my life.
All right, yeah, definitely. So what are we gonna do?
Okay, so blanks, what do you wanna hear? Pick a song.
Fuck it, let's do I Want to Be a Punk.
I want to be a punk. I want to be a punk. Now, this is going to one of my all-time favorite albums right here. Blanks' 97 release, Tanked and Pogoed. Here's I Want to Be a Punk.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was Blank 77 right there with I Wanna Be a Punk. Me and Sean are getting out of here with this next one. What did I say I wanted to hear? I wanted to hear The Wheels.
The Wheels, yep.
With The Wheels Are So Neat. Now, we're going to leave you guys with this song. And at the end of this song, in case you're curious, there's a, you dirty old twat. Yeah, what do they call him? I can't think of what the term that they used, but it's Stevie Jones from the Sex Pistols.
Are we doing I Want to Get Drunk, or what are we doing?
No, we're doing So Neat.
Okay.
And a bunch.
No, but I Want to Get Drunk. Are we doing that song?
No, we're doing the song So Neat.
Oh, okay. I know that's the name of the album, too. Sorry.
But what I'm saying is, at the end of this song, it's the Sex Pistols and Stevie Jones on the, what is it, the Ed Grundy Show, which I guess was kind of like a British American bandstand, and it actually got the host suspended on the air for a couple weeks because of with Susie. It was Susie from the Banshees and the Sex Pistols and Jordan, and they were all causing a ruckus on the Ed Grundy Show. So that's what this track ends with. And here's The Wheels. Got to remind you guys before we get to them to leave us a like, a follow, a share, a comment, a 5-star rating. Tell your friends, come to the shows, and go start your own goddamn band so we can play it. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. You guys can look for me on Facebook, Andrew Bedlam. We're on Instagram at PogoCityRadio. Hit us up. Thanks for downloading. See you next week.
Well, that's it for tonight. I'll be seeing you soon. I hope I'm not seeing you again. From me, though, good night.
I didn't bring enough beer or cigarettes. I know myself way better.
Beer or cigarettes.
I know myself very well, and then I'm like,
I know myself way better.
Nah, like, I'm going over there early. Well, show and then probably I'm like and early.
Nah,
blah blah
like,
blah.
I don't need that much.
I'm going
beer.
Over there early.
I don't
show
smoke,
probably like
not
and
a one
early,
cigarette.
Blah blah blah.
And we're not even here for an hour.
Now I'm like, not a one cigarette and one and a half beer.
And we're not even here for an hour.
Now I'm like, fuck.